There's a organization tooling around St. Louis in what they call the Hemp Mobile.
Yeah.
It runs on hemp fuel. It's clean, and they're getting some pretty good mileage for it, except it's kind of expensive to get a gallon of this stuff.
Yes. Well, that's the problem with vegetable oil fuels. As I mentioned earlier, I run my car on modified vegetable oil, which is great as a kind of, you know, personal political statement or something. But, you know, we need our farmland to grow food with. And if we tried to run 200 million American cars on either ethanol or biodiesel, we would run out of farmland really quickly, and then we'd have to start importing all our food from other countries. So that's not really a solution.
Well, now, if you had a blank check to do whatever you needed to do to fix the energy ills of this country, what would you do? How would you start, and what would you do exactly?
Well, the first thing I would do would be to educate the American people as to what's going on and the kind of efforts that are needed. Then I would reverse the incentives. Right now, the government is basically giving away SUVs, especially to small businesses, giving huge tax credits for people and businesses that buy SUVs. We need to be doing exactly the opposite of that. We need to be taxing the energy-guzzling vehicles much higher and giving subsidies to people who buy smaller and more fuel-efficient cars. Then I would give rebates to people who are willing to put out the money and effort to solarize their homes. And that's not only for solar electricity, but that's also for passive solar to make their houses much more effective in terms of insulation and also passive solar heating. Because home heating is going to be a big problem going forward with high natural gas prices. We should be doubling the width of our walls, double studding our walls.
For insulation?
For insulation, yeah. We should be looking at R40 instead of R20 as a standard building standard.
And what about windows?
Windows are a problem. We do have the high E glass now that's a bit better, but generally speaking, we're going to have to look at making smaller windows on the north sides of houses and bigger windows on the south sides. Alternative building methods like straw bale. Straw bale houses are great because they use an agricultural waste product, and they result in houses that are extremely well insulated. I know people who have straw bale houses who have to spend virtually nothing on home heating during the winter.
What do they look like?
You know, from the outside, they don't look particularly different from anything else. They just have very thick walls is all.
Cold fusion, if we could ever get that, I think would do some remarkable things for us on this planet.
Yeah, that's a controversial subject. I tend to be sympathetic with the researchers who were working on it. I think they're on to something, whether it actually is cold fusion or just some other heretofore unknown phenomenon that they found. It's definitely something interesting and should be developed. Unfortunately, they're not at a point where they're generating any commercially significant amount of electricity with it, and I think it's going to take many, many more years of experimentation and lots of investment to change that very much.
Well, it's all going to be about money, one way or another, Richard.
Yep.
What's the next political attack? Iran? They've got a lot of oil.
Yes, it's very troubling what's going on there because Iran is building political and economic alliances now with China and Russia, and meanwhile the U.S. is making very disturbing noises about wanting to intervene, attack Iran, perhaps bomb its nuclear facilities. I think that would be a horrendous mistake because we're really looking at the possibility of that entire region erupting into regional warfare. Already, the situation in Iraq is really quite dire. I don't think the American people are really being told the full extent of the chaos that's been unleashed in that country. We're really looking at civil war in that country, and I think the strong likelihood that it could spill over into neighboring and surrounding countries.
Well, that's very possible, too. Yeah. I mean, it could go either way, but right now it doesn't look that great. CIA member who is leaving Iraq kind of painted a bleak picture and said, you know, it is not under control, that the Iraqis cannot handle what they're doing. Yet I would guess we're not going to leave the oil fields to the north and south, are we?
No, we've built permanent military bases in Iraq, and of course we have them in Saudi Arabia and most of the oil-producing countries of that region, with the exception of Iran, have permanent American military bases. Also in Central Asia, if you look at where we've built bases in last couple of decades, they're typically right in oil-producing regions or in oil transit regions, regions where there are important pipelines.
I wonder if we polled Americans, Richard, if we simply said, do you want us to go to war and take over other countries with their oil resources so that you could have affordable energy for now? I wonder what people would say.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there'd be a certain percentage of people who'd say, yes, sure, go ahead. But my gut feeling is that the clear majority of Americans would say, hey, wait a minute, I would be willing to sacrifice some of my standard of living.
Mm-hmm.